to sacrifice to spend more time studying God's Word so your life will be guided by faith rather than fear? Dr. Dixon shares today how knowing God's promises help you look toward the future with purpose and joy. Let's listen now.
I want to share with you today about four signs fear is affecting your vision. And when you see these signs, know that it's going to mess with how you see things. It's going to mess with your view of a great world that God has given us in the midst of all that goes on in your life. Well, Philippians 4:19 in the NIV says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." Have you noticed that fear makes you miserable? Looking at your life and the future with eyes of fear will never produce joy. I remember a story in the Bible in Numbers, the 14th chapter. After the spies gave their reports of the promised land to Moses, most of them negative, here's how the Israelites responded. I'm going to read it from verse 1 and 2 of Numbers 14. "Then the whole community began weeping aloud, and they cried all night. Their voices rose in a great chorus of protests against Moses and Aaron." Listen to what they said. "If only we had died in Egypt or even here in the wilderness," they complained. Now that's what you call a full-blown pity party. The Israelites were so afraid of what was going to happen that they just wanted to die in the desert rather than trust whatever God had in store for them. These verses from number 14, I'm telling you, as you look at that in Numbers, it includes four warning signs that I want to talk about to you. Just share them with you. Drop them in your soul, your spirit, so that you can go forth in your body today and identify them. When these warning signs show up in your life, you will know that you're looking at the future with eyes of fear. Number one, your sadness increases. Depression can be caused by a lot of things, and it robs you of your joy. If you feel sadness pushing out your joy, consider whether you are allowing fear to skew your perspective. Don't let it mess with your view. If your view is being messed with, watch out. Number two, your complaining increases. When you're afraid, you want others to share in your misery. If you don't think you've been complaining more lately, check with your spouse, check with your friends, check with your coworkers. Sometimes they can see how your fear is manifesting itself better than you can. Number three, you start second guessing. The Israelites all complained about the very people who had led them out of slavery. Fear always sows seeds of doubt. Number four, you want to go backwards. Because their perspective was so skewed by fear, the Israelites thought it would be better to die in slavery in Egypt. Oh my God. Now, of course, they didn't really want that. But when you're living with a vision of fear instead of faith, you can't look at the future with hope. You don't want to be someone who complains and is always looking back. That's why God wants you to see the future through eyes of faith, not fear. Start growing your faith today by reserving intentional time with God, reserving intentional time in His Word. And when you do that, you'll be able to say Philippians 4:19. "And my God will meet all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." And the more you get to know God and his promises, the more purposefully and joyfully you will move toward your future. Woo, glory to God. So look out. Don't let your sadness increase. Don't start increasing the complaining. Don't start second guessing. And oh, for God's sake, don't even begin to look backwards. Woo! But know that you know that you know that the more that you're praying, the more that you're getting to God's word, that means the more you're getting to know God and his promises, and your life will fulfill a purpose and your life will be joyful in your future as you're moving forward. Oh, I tell you, four signs. Fear is affecting your vision, but not so with you now. You've got what you need. Pray, read your word. I am Carol Dixon, and this is Dash.
We know that Dash brings transformation power to your life, and we want to invite you to join us as a Dash Legacy Builder. As a Legacy Builder, you will be equipping individuals all over the world with the transformative Word of God. For more information on how you can be a Dash Legacy Builder, go to caroldixon.net/dash. caroldixon.net/dash. Dash is a 501c3 organization. All gifts and support are tax deductible.